Visualize Lord Ganesh at the root chakra, Muladhara. See him in red bodied form, in three dimensions, and as a being of pure light. He is the benefactor of yogis, the remover of obstacles, Lord of tantric knowledge and kundalini. He is the granter of siddhis to those trying to realize the true self. If you do not know Ganesh, you can use a red teardrop that rises and expands. As you bring your awareness to him, he begins to rise up the central channel, Sushumna, and becomes more distinct. He stops his ascent at your heart, Hridyayakash. See him in more detail now, bristling with Shakti, sitting on a gold throne, bedecked with gold and jewels in his crown and armbands. He is wearing a crystal mala and a Rudraksha mala. In his upper right hand, he holds a double-bladed war axe. His upper left hand holds a pink lotus. His lower right hand is in the fear-dispelling gesture, Abhaya Mudra, and his lower left is in the boon-granting gesture, Varada Mudra. His huge belly, symbolizing the entire universe, is encircled with a cobra, denoting his control over the power of Kundalini. See him in three dimensions. See him from the side, from the back, as well as the front. His expression is direct and wrathful, Urgra. He is powerfully removing all obstacles from your path to enlightenment. His head, with its great trunk and tusks, one broken off, swings from side to side, finding and destroying all impediments to your liberation. Generate a sense of gratitude and devotion to Lord Ganesh for all that he is doing for you. Feel it. Feel gratitude. Feel devotion. Feel his presence in your heart. As you generate more gratitude and devotion, as you visualize him more and more clearly, he begins to grow in size and in power. He is radiating light like a thousand suns. His light, energy, Shakti, is so powerful that all obstacles are instantly transformed. He continues to grow in size and power. He becomes as large as you. Then, expanding beyond the boundary of your skin, he grows to the size of your practice area, then your house, your neighborhood. He becomes as large as your mind can make him, and still retain the visualization of Lord Ganesh in your awareness. Imagine all beings within the area of his divine body of light, experiencing a bit more ease in their daily activities, a bit more able to connect with each other with love and compassion. Now see yourself as a being of light held within Lord Ganesha's heart. Feel yourself to be buoyant there, as though you were sitting on a trampoline, buoyant within his energy field, held there in love and protection. Continue to generate gratitude and devotion. Continue to hold this visualization as you chant the prayer to Lord Ganesha.